Okay, so we saw Gemara on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph last time. I'd like to learn a Tosfos today. You will have noticed, unfortunately, that we're not doing very many Tosfos in these days. And the reason is, even though in the past we have done a lot of Tosfos in, and in some sugyas, we did all of the Tosfosim. In fact, some we saw Rishonim as well. You've noticed that the nature of the Gemara here in Sanhedrin is that it goes from inyan to inyan, and a lot of the Tosfosim don't so much discuss pshat based on the sugya, but rather they go and veer off at tangential sugyas, and therefore be less te'eles to learn them. But here is a Tosfos, which is very much based on our sugya, and I think it's important to do. So let's just remind ourselves of the sugya that we saw last time. The Mishnah says, the melech is not done. Loidon v'loidonin oisai. Neither is he the judge, nor is he judged. And the Gemara made a differentiation, and the Gemara said that only applies to Malchei Yisrael, but Malchei Beis David clearly do judge and are also judged, and the Gemara backed up that statement with a pasuk. So the Gemara said, well, if that's the case, if Malchei Beis David can be judged and can judge, why is Malchei Beis Yisrael any different? And that the Gemara brought the whole story with Yanai, that he was brought to the Beis Din and ended up in very tragic circumstances. Yanai is a Melech of Yisrael, and therefore, after that, they instituted a decree that a Melech of Yisrael cannot be a judge, etc., etc. But Malchei Beis David can. So that's the Gemara that we saw in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Now, based on this Tosfos, if you have a look at the Tosfos, it's the third Tosfos on the Amud, Dibur HaMaschil Avol. So in order to appreciate this Tosfos, let's just turn back one Amud. It's on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Yud Ches Amud Beis. Mamash, just on the previous Amud, you don't even have to turn over the pages. We all notice, we mentioned the Gemara there. It's about two-thirds the way down the Amud. The first word on the line is v'ozil. So look at that line that begins with the word v'ozil. In fact, look at the last word on that line. It says, Ein Moishivin Melech B'Sanhedrin. One would never put a Melech on a Sanhedrin. V'loi Melech or Kohen Gadol B'Ibur Shana. Why not? Melech B'Sanhedrin. Why would you not put a Melech on a Sanhedrin? D'ksiv. Loi sane al riv. So loi sane al riv, the word riv means rivo, as in a machloikas, an argument. But the Gemara understands it slightly differently. Loi sane al rov. Al rov means a great person. Have a look at Rashi there. Rashi is about halfway up the Amud. Loi sane al rov. Eincha rasho'oi listoir. You are not allowed to contradict es divrei, the words of the mufla shebadayonim, of the most prominent of the judges. The e omar melech choiva. And if, for example, a melech would say choiva, so he would say the person is to be considered guilty. Su, after that, loy motzi inech. The others would not be able, lamech zele zechusa. They would not be able to try and steer the judgment towards the direction of innocent, because once the king, who's clearly the most prominent of the Dayanim, has declared his opinion, albeit not psak, but he's declared his opinion that the person is guilty, nobody is allowed to argue with that. You're not allowed to argue with a king. Loisane al riv. And we make a drasha loisan al rov. Well, if you're not allowed to argue with the king, then clearly you can't have a king on the Bezdin. because we have to be in a situation where everybody is perfectly entitled and feels comfortable to express their opinion. So for that reason, because everybody has to be able to express their opinion, and against the king you cannot argue, therefore you do not put a king on the Beis Din in the first place. That's the Gemara. In which case, if we come back now to Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, if we come back now to our sugya. Our sugya said that we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Melech Loidon doesn't judge, and the Gemara said that only applies to Malchei Yisrael, but a Melech of Beis David can be a judge. Well, how on earth does that fit in with the Gemara that we just learned? How can you possibly tell me that the Melech of Beis David is allowed to judge? Surely we just learned, and it's from a posuk, Loisane al Rib, which means Loisane al Rav, you cannot have a Melech on a Beis Din. Because if you place the Melech on the Beis Din, then nobody can argue with him. He'll want to say that the person is Chayev, Chayev Misa, and nobody's going to be able to argue with him. And for that reason, you do not put him on the Beis Din in the first place, on the Sanhedrin. So how can our Gemara make a distinction and say, no, it's only a Melech of Yisrael, because there happened to be a particular story, but a Melech of Meis David, no problem. Have a look at Tosfos, the third Tosfos, Avol. Avol Malchei Beis David Don V'don in Oisai V'im Toima Frek Tosfos Akasha V'chi Eich Yochul Lodun Koma. How on earth can he make, how on earth can he be a Dayan? Says Tosfos V'homrinon Le'el Ein Moishivin Melech B'Sanhedrin. Didn't we say on the previous Gemara that you can never place a Melech on the Sanhedrin? Why? Mishum Diksiv Loi Sane Al Riv. That was the Gemara we just saw a moment ago. Loi Sane Al Riv. We made a drasha Loi Sane Al Rav. So you can never place a Melech on the Sanhedrin. So if you can never place a Melech on the Sanhedrin, our Gemara seems to say the exact opposite. That Malchei Beis David, no problem whatsoever to put him on the Sanhedrin. What's going on? Says Tosfos, V'yesh Leima. The Hocha Mairi Dafka. Here we are talking only Lodun Dine Memoinois. So Tosfos says a tremendous Chiddush. That here we are talking about only monetary matters. When you're dealing with a sentence with regard to life and death, that's when the previous Gemara said that you cannot have a Melech on the Beis Din because nobody will argue. But in the case of Momonai, says Tosfos, Deloi Ichpaslom, in the case of Momonai, it doesn't bother us so much. If nobody can overturn his opinion, as we say, it's a Mishnah Lamed Beis, Dine Momonos Maschilim Min Hagadol. In the case of Dine Momonos, you always begin from the Gadol. If you always begin from the Gadol, by definition, every Beis Din, remember, Momonos only has three Dayanim on the Beis Din. By definition, they'll always be the most prominent member of the Beis Din. Obviously, it's unlikely that they're going to be exactly three equal of stature Dayanim. So you're always going to have the Gadol. And says Tosfos, we have a Mefurash Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis that says you always begin in the cases of Momonos, indeed, with the Gadol. Even though, l'chayr, that's going to present problems because after that, the minor Dayanim cannot argue with him, and it doesn't seem to bother us. So in the cases of Momonos, it seems to be that the issue of Loi Sane Al Rav does not apply. Therefore, Tosfos is drawing a distinction. This, by the way, obviously needs explanation. We'll have to see this later on in the Gemara. Practically, how does that work? If the Gadol expresses his opinion, well, then it's all over, because then nobody else can argue, so the other two basically have to agree. So what's the point of having a whole Beis Din of three in the first place? So that's obviously something we're going to have to look at then. But either way, Tosis is telling us that the issue of Loisane al Rib, from which we made a drosha, Loisane al Rov, only applies in cases of life and death. In the case of life and death, there we have to have every Dayan being able to express his opinion. And if one Dayan says that he's chayev, we have to have the possibility of others saying, no, I disagree. If you have a melech on the Sanhedrin, nobody can disagree. So therefore, that applies in dinei nefoshes. Our Gemara that says that Dovid HaMelech can be a dayan on a bezdin is referring to dinei momonos. However, says Tosfos, we're not out of the woods yet. Umiu, says Tosfos, the last word on the line, umiu kasha, it's still difficult. It's still difficult. We have a difficulty. Da'afilu dinei nefoshois, because even in the case of dinei nefoshois, nami ashkechon, we have also found a precedent for a melech sitting on a bezdin. You're telling me that this Gemara is only referring to dinei momonos, but in dinei nefoshois, indeed, the melech of the Beis David will not sit on the bezdin. I'm very sorry to tell you, says Tosfos, that we have a precedent that even dinei nefoshos, a melech, does sit on the bezdin. When is that, says Tosfos? Kedeksiv, as it says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Hei, Vayach Gam David Escharboi. David, literal translation, he girded himself with his sword. And later on in Daf Lamed Vav, we learn from that pasuk the dinei nefoshos maschilin min hatzad, that dinei nefoshos you don't necessarily begin from the greatest, you begin from the side. For kiven shahoya choshev David atzmoi min hatzad lemelech, seeing as it includes David Amelech as well, David was clearly one of the members of that particular bezdin, and the Gemara derives all different halachas from there. Hey, choyodon imohem. So how could he possibly judge together with them? We have a Gemara that says loisane al riv. A melech can't be a member of the Sanhedrin. You told me that the Gemara over here that says a melech of Beis David can be a member of the Sanhedrin or the bezdin. That's only referring to monetary issues, but never dinei nefoshes. I'm very sorry to tell you, says Tosfos, I've managed to discover a source that's actually talking about dinei nefoshes and clearly says that David HaMelech was included. Says Tosfos, v'yesh loima, there's different. What was that particular case? That case was talking about novel. Novel was a whole rebellion, as it were, against the king. Says Tosfos, v'yesh loima, kiven shehoya oisoi hadin. Because that particular din was lichvoidoi, was for covered of the melech, says Tosfos, al shemorad novel boy. Because novel rebelled against David, therefore, loy hoya loy boishes, it would not therefore be an embarrassment im yedabru hoacherim lefonov, if others would speak in front of him. Meaning, what's always the problem if a melech is on the Sanhedrin? The problem with having a melech on the Sanhedrin is his opinion is going to be expressed first. And after that, nobody can argue with him. So in the case of dinei momonos, we're not so concerned, as we mentioned before. But in the case of dinei nefoshos, we are. So now, here we have a case of dinei nefoshos, where Novel was standing for trial, a potential death sentence, and David HaMelech was clearly on the bezdin. Now, what are we going to do? Either way, we try L'chaira, we are stuck. Why? Because what are our two choices? We have two choices. Choice number one is that David HaMelech will have the first opinion to be stated. He'll go first. So what's the problem with that? As we said, after that, nobody can argue with him. Loisane al Rav. Okay, what's the alternative option? We'll allow the other Dayanim to express their opinion first. And then David will express his opinion last. And nobody has to argue with him because he hasn't yet expressed his opinion. But that's also problematic. Why is that also problematic? Because that's a lack of kavod for the king. It's a lack of respect that the king should express his opinion last. He should surely go first. So therefore, l'chaira, we're stuck whatever we do. If he goes first, nobody can argue. And if he goes last, it's disrespect. Says Tosfos, therein lies the answer. In that particular case, he did not go first, it's true. He would not be able to go first, because if he would go first, then nobody after that can argue. So really, everybody else went first. So what's the big question? If everybody else went first, so surely it is a lack of kavod for the king. That says Tosfos again. Look at Tosfos again. In this particular case, it was not a lack of kavod. V'yesh loima, kiven shehoya oisoi hadin lichvoidoi. Because this entire court case was all about the kavod of David HaMelech. Al Shem Morad, Novel Boy, because it was a question of whether Novel was considered a rebel against the king. Therefore, Loi Hoyo Loi Boishes. Therefore, it would not be an embarrassment or a lack of respect im Yedabru Hoacherim Lefonov, if others would go first, if others would speak in front of him. Why would it not be an embarrassment? Because everybody over here in this particular Moshav Bezdin is actually, we've all been collected, everybody's convened to stand up for the honor of the king. So this whole court case is all about the honor of the king. In that case, the king has no problem with others talking first. If this is just a side issue, that there's somebody, a particular member of Klal Yisrael, who needs to be judged, and the case has no relevance to the king himself, well, then it'll be a lack of respect for others to talk in front of the king, for them to go first. But where the entire Moshav Bezdin is all about the kavod of the king, the whole reason why the Bezdin has convened is to stand up for the honor of the king, then there is no boishes, there's no busha, there's no lack of respect if they speak in front of the king. So yes, the king, David HaMelech, cannot speak first. Why can't he speak first? Because once he expresses his opinion, nobody can disagree, and we can't have that. So he'll let them go first. What's the problem in letting them go first? It's a lack of respect. It's not a lack of respect. This entire Moshav Bezdin was all about kavod for David HaMelech. Therefore, says Tosfos in conclusion, Aval b'shar malchei beis David, but all other cases where there is a melech of beis David, vadai ein donin dinei nefashois. There, definitely, a king cannot be a part of the Bezdin for Dinei Nefoshes, Kedaprishes, as we have mentioned. So it turns out that the rule that the Gemara mentioned in our Sugya has two exceptions. What was the rule that our Gemara mentioned? That a Melech of Beis David can indeed be a Dayan on a Bezdin. Only a Melech of Yisrael can't. It turns out that there's two exceptions. What is that? Firstly, the exception number one is Dinei Nefoshes. Our Gemara is only, says Tosfos, only talking about Dinei Momonos. But Dinei Nefoshes, even a Melech Beis David, cannot be a Dayan. For reasons we said before, because once the king expresses his opinion, then nobody else can overturn it. That's exception number one. Exception number two is, however, Dinei Nefoshes, where the king himself is part of a Bezdin which has convened totally for the honor of the king, so then he can be a Dayan. So that's not so much an exception, that's an exception to the exception. The normal rule is that a Melech Beis David can be a dayan. The exception is dinei nefoshes, where he cannot be. But if it's dinei nefoshes that concern the honor of the king himself, then he can be a dayan. Yes.
So in this case of David HaMelech, we didn't put together a Beis Din to promote David's Kavod. We put together a Beis Din to get to the truth about David's Kavod. So there could be people on Beis Din that are not being mechabed the Melech in their decision.
It's a fair point. We do, by the way, have a similar precedent in the end of Parashas Bahalo Yischa. If you remember the end of Parashas Bahalo Yischa, we have the story in the Torah of Eldad and Medad, who we mentioned earlier on in the previous parak, if you remember. Now, Eldad and Medad, so we actually saw there's a discussion what exactly they prophesized. But one opinion is they prophesized in a way that would seem to be disrespectful to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, etc., etc. So Yehoshua ben Nun approaches his Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says three words, Adoini Moshe, my master Moshe, Kloim, destroy them. Now, there is an enormous halachic discussion. Those of you who used to be with us on the Friday morning shir in the old Gro, back in the day, might remember we had a whole big discussion under what circumstances is a child or a disciple allowed to mention the first name of his father or Rebbe. As a general rule, you're not allowed to refer to your father or your Rebbe by their first name. So one of the famous questions is, if that's the case, how could Yeshua ben Nun say, Adoini Moshe Kloim? How did he say the word Moshe? So some suggest there's different, because he prefaced it with a title of honor. He says, Adoini, my master Moshe. But that's not a satisfactory teretz, because there is a famous opinion of the Shach, and the Shach says that even when you preface the name with a title of Kovod, like Ovi Moiri or Adoini or Rabbi, even then you're only allowed to mention the name Sheloi Bafonov, not in front of the father or not in front of the Rebbe, but in front of the father or in front of the Rebbe, it does not help to add a title. And the famous question on the Shach is, how can you say that? Yeshua ben Nun said, Adoini Moshe Kloim, and he was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but there he added a title of Kovod, he added Adoini, but that was in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. So how was he allowed to do that? So one of the possible terutzim, and some do suggest this, is that the whole reason why you're not allowed to mention your Rebbe's name or your father's name by first name is because of a lack of respect. But over here, what was Yeshua coming for? Yeshua ben Nun was coming 100% out of respect for Moshe Rabbeinu. The only reason he was asking for Eldad and Medad to be destroyed was precisely out of respect for Moshe Rabbeinu. So in that particular case, it would not be considered a lack of respect when in fact he's coming out of respect. That's a very similar principle to what we're seeing in Tosis as well. But where the whole Moshe Beis Din is all concerning the honor of David, that's not considered a lack of respect, albeit, I think Larry's question is a fair question, because this wasn't a court case about let's respect David HaMelech. This was a court case about let's get to the emes. In theory, maybe there would have been Dayanim who would have disagreed and said, no, I don't think it's considered a rebellion. It's a fair question. Okay. I do apologize, as mentioned, I have to finish a little bit early. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, back on schedule, we're going to begin the Gemara on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. It's about 8 or 9 lines from the top. Loi Cheletz v'loi Cheletz. Okay.
Every day.